Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very interesting question related to one of the important events of the day of Ashura. As you know, we're in the month of Muharram. It's a very solemn month, a very sad month for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, as well as the people who are fond of them and all of the people who are affiliated with him in some way through their love of justice and fairness and freedom. The question we would like to ask today is this. As you know, on the day of Ashura, during the battle with Yazid's army, and also before it, Imam Hussein took many opportunities to introduce himself to the enemy and to ask the enemy, to join him, and perhaps he tried to, you know, illuminate their minds and somehow prevent them from fighting with him. So the question we want to ask is this. We know that, it's very famous that one of the generals of the army of Yazid, Hur ibn Riyahi, he switched sides and came to the side of Imam Hussein. But the question we want to ask today is this. Were there any other individuals who also did this? Historically, it's not very famous. It hasn't been narrated that many individuals actually did this. But the answer to this question is that there were a little bit more than 12 people who actually did change sides and came back to the side of Imam Hussein and repented. Aside from Hur ibn Riyahi, there was his son, Ali, who also changed sides and came to the army of Imam Hussein and was ultimately martyred. There was another person called Abul Futu. He is supposedly the last person from the army of Umar ibn Sa'd who joined the ranks of Imam Hussein's army. Of course, this was after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, after the Lady Zainab, she cried out, "Is there any Muslims amongst you?" At this time, Abul Futu and his two brothers, they joined Imam Hussein's, what was left of Imam Hussein's army, and they were martyred. But between these other people as well who joined the ranks of Imam Hussein, approximately 12 people. Another group was the group of people who were actually from Kufa originally, and these people, they came with the intent of joining Imam Hussein, but they, because the way was closed to them, they joined the ranks of Umar ibn Sa'd. However, some of these individuals, they changed, they repented, and out of these people, was Hazrat Hur and Abul Futu. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the individuals who repented and joined the ranks of Imam Hussein's army. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya